Lots of people are hitting the road for the holiday weekend, and one of Michigan's more prominent citizens has already been on a crisscross state trip on his motorcycle. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us on 89.1 WEMU is Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters. As you can hear right now, he's on the road. He's been crossing the state all week. What kind of motorcycle are you on?
Well, I'm on a Harley-Davidson Dyna Superglide, so it's been a great ride. You know, I've been riding since I was a teenager, so there isn't anything better than being out on the open road, wind in your face, and seeing the scenery go by while conducting meetings across the state.
So you're kind of combining your personal pleasure with work?
I take the job of being a representative seriously, so that means you got to be out and about and listening to folks, and that's what I do regularly, but I figured this time I have to get from point A to point B. Why not do that on a motorcycle? So that's how I've been traveling around this week. We left early Monday morning from my home, and we traveled up through. We're going to be traveling through 26 counties. I'm going to stop in 12 of them and be back home late afternoon, early evening on Friday.
Helmet or no helmet?
Helmet. I'm wearing a helmet.
Well, paint a picture for us. Obviously, you're not alone. Is your staff part of your squad? I hear squad's the new word for posse. Are they on bikes as well? Are they following you in a car? Is it an entourage?
Well, actually, I have a staff member, Bruce, who's my regional director for up in the Lansing office, a number of states in the or a number of the counties in the middle of the state. He rides a Harley, so I enlisted him to join me and to staff me. We've been doing that, but we've had other folks join us. When I left up and headed north, I had the folks from Abate, which is a motorcycle safety group and awareness group. So we had seven or eight bikes join us for that ride, and yeah, I've been doing some meetings related to rural broadband and the necessity to make sure everybody gets connected to the internet with high-speed internet. And one of the companies I stopped by, Bloomingdale Communications, they actually came out and rode with me for about 45 minutes with, I think it was eight of their employees on their motorcycle. So I do travel with a group. Folks join us from time to time, and it's been really a great community experience.
We're talking to Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters, who's been traveling the state by motorcycle all week. Has it changed your perspective to be on a motorcycle and see what's happening in Michigan?
Well, it always does. You know, as I said, I've been, you know, riding since I was a teenager. I spent a lot of time throughout Michigan. But in my mind, you know, there's just no better way to experience places than on a bike. You're out in the open. You get the smells, the temperature, the sights, everything is much more intense on a motorcycle than if you're inside an automobile. So it's, if you really want to experience wherever you go, doing it on a motorcycle is pretty special.
How are the roads?
The roads so far have been good, which has been great. I've been particularly pleased at the weather. We haven't run into any rain yet, so we've been blessed with some great Michigan weather these last few days.
How have other drivers been? Have they been courteous?
Yeah, they are. You know, and the thing about being on a motorcycle that's different is that people, you know, strike up conversations with you. You stop at a gas station, people want to talk to you. They want to talk about your bike, and when you're riding through small towns, people actually wave at you and smile as bikes are going through. That doesn't normally happen when you're in a car, so it is completely different.
Are you doing this to learn more about the state yourself or to give back, give and take? How is that working?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I'm having meetings. We've met with the National Guard folks up at Camp Grayling, the broadband folks. I've been meeting. In fact, I'm going to be meeting with small businesses, just learning about some of their issues and how we can be helpful in Washington, D.C. But I think, you know, a part of it, too, which was the reason the Abate folks were riding with me early Monday, is some motorcycle awareness. Motorcycles, what makes it more dangerous is our cars and drivers who are just not aware that motorcycles are on the road. So driver awareness is very important. Motorcycles have every right to be on the road with automobiles, and folks who are driving automobiles need to be aware of that and give proper spacing to folks who are on a motorcycle. Otherwise, it is a much more dangerous activity.
How do you feel physically? Are you sore at all?
No, actually, no, I got a pretty comfortable seat, so I'm feeling good and enjoying every bit of it here. And you know, I'd certainly encourage your listeners, too, if they want to follow along. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and my handle is RideMI. And if you can't join us on a bike, you can join us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm glad it's going well, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on 89.1 WEMU, Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters, motorcycling across Michigan.